Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mamis, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Another sale.
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
shopify.com/sonoro.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Another red flag is when he put the social security in the marriage license was different than the social security he put in the car application. Oh. So she started running a background check, but neither of the social securities were real.
Wow.
More Than Mamis.
Hello, hello. Welcome to a new episode of More Than Mamis, Untold Stories. I'm Michi.
And I'm Anto. And today we're going to talk about Risa Tisa, the woman who married a compulsive liar.
Oh my God.
Who the fuck did I marry?
This is better than a Telemundo soap opera, let me tell you. Risa Tisa, the woman who married a compulsive liar. The shocking tale of Risa Tisa deceived by her husband in a saga of lies, all right? So who the fuck did she marry? Risa Tisa's narrative, who reveals step by step her harrowing experience of meeting, marrying, and eventually divorcing a man whose lies were a bit as big as his love.
This story has captivated global attention, especially on TikTok, yes, where the American shares her marital odyssey through a series of over 50 videos.
But here we're
making money with that.
Yes, here we're gonna like put these 50 videos in 20 minutes, okay? You don't have to listen to the 50
just
TikToks.
The beginning and the end and on the story.
Exactly.
Sure.
So Tisa unfolds shocking details about her fictitious marriage to a man who turned out to be the opposite of what she believed.
Oh my God. The story delves into the intricacies of a relationship based on lies and deception.
Risa Tisa's story begins with an encounter on a dating app with a nickname Legion. Legion or Legion, I don't know how you pronounce it, but after several dates, Tisa falls in love with him, seduced by a narrative of success about a former football player.
Oh my God.
And his desire to start a family.
Oh my God. However, the veil of lies began to crumble when Tisa discovered that her husband's life and identity were a complete sham. Even his identification document revealed a different identity.
Oh my goodness. Tisa ended the marriage in 2022 and cut all of contact with her husband. Her viral videos have reached millions of views, leaving viewers stunned by this story, although not yet confirmed it is real. This has left a deep impression due to a shocking possibility if it's real or not.
Well, if you wish to immerse yourself in this thrilling narrative, you can follow Risa Tisa's profile on TikTok, where her over 2.7 million followers.
Wow.
Oh my God. Italy await more details about her marital experience. Okay.
Oh my God.
This it is all begins bad when you start a relationship. I'm like, no. I know several, like, I have plenty of friends who now have married, like, guys who they started dating online. But you have to, you know, investigate
you
more.
You need to see the red flags.
When you meet a person online, you have to say, okay, let me check your background, you know? Where are you from?
It's like, you know, women nowadays are kind of like little FBI agents.
Especially with Google, you know, if you write a name on Google search, you have a lot of information about someone.
Yes. Well, the thing is, to give you like a little summary, first, you know, they met online.
Mm-hmm.
They started dating. Everything goes okay. But then comes COVID.
Okay.
And all the quarantine thing. And, you know, he lived in a studio, she lived in a townhouse, so obviously made sense that they would quarantine together in the bigger place, which was hers.
Do you know the city?
I don't remember. I think it was in Atlanta, if I'm correct.
In Georgia.
And then he moves in, but, you know, he starts taking care of all the bills of the house. So she was, you know, pretty happy that he was taking care of everything. And eventually they start, you know, thinking about the future and maybe buying a house together.
And in COVID, during COVID time, mm-hmm. COVID time, it was normal that you accelerate your relationship.
Yes.
If you started a day dating someone during or in the beginning of COVID, like, all the process was, like, you know, accelerating because you invited that person to your house
yes.
to watch a movie, and
there was nothing else to do. You just have to
the
quarantine
house
together,
and you have to know yes. a lot of sex. And
they had a lot of sex, and eventually she got pregnant.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yes, she got pregnant, and then is when, you know, she starts pushing. It's like, okay, we need a bigger place, so let's look at these houses. But he was like, well, with COVID, there's no showings. We need to do everything online. Let's look on Zillow, blah, blah, blah. Let's put this
Atlanta,
offer.
You were right.
It was
about,
in Atlanta.
Yes.
And they put an offer on a house.
Okay.
And, you know, they are like, well, they haven't accepted the offer. They haven't accepted the offer. And she's like, well, you know, let's see another house. But then the realtor calls her. It's like, look, what are you guys thinking of the house? And she's like, what do you mean? We put an offer.
Mm.
And he's like, no, you didn't. And she was like, huh. Then, like, she started, like, you know, being like, this is weird.
But
she will, like, still ignore all these million red flags this guy had.
Because she was in love.
She was in love. She probably had a lot of good sex, too. So
if he pretended to be a footballer,
I'm sure he
player,
was good looking.
Maybe he was good looking.
Yes.
And had a good, you know, in a good shape.
In a very good shape. So after that, you know, he says that he got like a good job. He was the vice president of this company, and he will have the funds to buy the house, and actually even offered to buy a car to her.
Okay.
They went to a BMW dealer and looked all day for a car, and they did an application. And, you know, since she started seeing things off, she memorized the social security when he put in the application. But in the middle of it, something happened and they didn't buy the car. Then thereafter, a lot of other things start happening. She didn't know anyone of her family, but he would always talk to the family through FaceTime.
Okay.
And even interact with the family and stuff. And then when, you know, she had something was wrong with her pregnancy, sadly, and she had a miscarriage.
Okay.
She went to the hospital, and this guy didn't show up. Like, he was supposed to pick her up after, like, the surgery because she had the miscarriage. And for some reason, he was in a very important meeting. And his assistant was the one that called the doctor, not him, for some reason that we don't know why. And he was like, well, I'm late. I cannot pick her up. I'm, like, in a very important meeting, blah, 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 blah. He ended up picking her up.
And she starts seeing more red flags, like why you were in a meeting when I was going through all this.
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mamis, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Woohoo! Another sale!
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With a Shopify single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
So, if this wasn't enough, he say that there was his ex. There's so many stories in here because he used 50 TikToks, so I get kind of lost. But basically, he says that he has an ex-wife.
Okay.
And the ex-wife is going through a hard time because her daughter is dying of COVID.
And she found out about his ex-wife after they got married?
He knew he was married before, okay. But this is when it gets crazy because he says that he wants to send her money, but there's something up with her account, with his account. He shows her that he has the funds, but the money's not moving. If like she can send the money,
but he paid the rent.
He did pay the rent. I don't know how. There's a lot of sketchy things here. The thing is that she calls the ex-wife, and the ex-wife like, why are you calling me? And she's like, well, you know, I'm the Legion's girlfriend. I mean, no, they got married. They got married before that happened, when she was still pregnant. And another red flag is when he put the social security in the marriage license was different than the social security he put in the car application. Oh. So she started running a background check, but neither of the social securities were real.
Wow.
And then, like, she calls the ex-wife, like, it's true. It's like your daughter dying from COVID. Like, and the woman was, like, just laughing. It's like, oh, my God. Like, you don't know who he
You're
is.
You're another victim.
Yes, he's, like, you know, a crazy liar. And it's very funny because this is a very personal story. But I had, like, I dated a guy long time ago, who was a pathologic liar. He would like tell me he was like a millionaire, that he had an airplane, that he had tons of cars, tons of apartments around Miami, and he lived in Orlando. And once he told me like, oh, you should come visit me in Orlando. I can like pick you up in the airplane, blah, blah, blah. But somehow he never picked me up in the airplane. He picked me up in a very nice car. And then it was like a red Porsche
that he rented for tonight.
Exactly. But then the following weekend that he came to Miami to visit me, he had like another Porsche red, but okay. It wasn't the same one. And I was like, how many red Porsches you have? And he was like, what you mean? It's the same. I'm like, it's not. And I started seeing, you know, I started seeing this red flag. I'm like, oh, this guy. It's not, and then one day he didn't have the money to pay the bill in a sushi place.
No,
he's like, oh my God, my
account. I forgot my wallet.
His card was declined, and he told me like, oh,
my account was blocked.
It's frozen. Blah, it's and I like.
And what did you do?
Like I paid obviously, and that was the end of that
and you
thing.
Disappear?
Yes.
Wow, that's crazy when you find that kind of prison. Like,
but they exist. Yeah. And well, to finalize this telenovela of Risa Tisa, I love it. It's very entertaining. And she has like a very good
a storyline, you know. She's very good with
she's super charismatic.
Yes.
And what I love about her is like the authenticity to like her, like
way she tells you
the story. Yes,
the story.
It's like it's funny.
It's funny.
You know, it's funny, and it's like a sitcom. And what I love is like the way like she's making money, and you know, and having a positive ending.
Yeah, positive attitude. Yes.
You know, like okay, this happened to me. It's a bad situation. But now I'm happy and I'm having a good life and now I'm famous.
Yes, and it's funny because all the stories she does it while she drives, and it's like so many TikToks. I'm like, where is she driving to? But then after this, she calls the university where he supposedly was a football player. And she puts both of the social securities to like, you know, she kind of like pretended to be like a company that was hiring someone and checking if it was true that he studied there. And they were like, no, there's no records of any of the social securities here. And he was like a football player of the school, you know. He obviously needed, you know, to have records there. So she confronts him and it's like, look, I look you up. There's no information about you. Is it true? Are you even a football player? Did you even went to this
school?
You
are?
He was like, what are you talking about? Why are you doing all these questions? You know, because these kind of people, they make you believe that you are the problem. They like gaslight you. So
they try to make you feel guilty. Like,
yes.
Like you don't trust me. Like, after everything that I have done for you.
Yes. So the funny thing is that he says, I didn't even know this existed. He said that there's no records of him because he's a private citizen.
Oh my God.
I'm like, come on. so you're like a private citizen. There's no background checks on anything. Like, okay, why is the reason you're a private citizen? Like, I don't even know if that's a thing. But if it is, like, who are you? Okay, you're a vice president of a company, but, like, come on.
Yeah, you have to work in, I don't know, the FBI or something like that.
Exactly. So, anyway, in the end, she ends up, like, figured out that everything was a lie. She starts looking at all his messages. He even was cheating on her. Yeah, so she wasn't even, like, impressed.
But I read that he was having his brother identity.
Things got even crazier. So there somehow, you know, he had money in the account. Wow. He like was able to pay stuff. He had credit cards, but he was like taking the identity, stealing the identity of his twin brother. So that's why, you know, like, since I guess they were identical twins, people, if they see an ID, they could not, like, tell. And this guy was, like, you know, he did have the money. He was the vice president of a company. He was a football player.
And did she call the brother?
I don't know. I don't know if she, I don't think so. Mm. Oh, no. No, she did. She did. She kicked her out of her house. And then the family calls her because, you know, he, like, went to the parents' house and, like, you know, they became a problem for them because this guy has no money. Yeah. He's sleeping in the couch. And they call her. It's like, look, we're sorry. This is not the first time this happens. He's a pathological liar.
He has a mental
problem. So it's crazy. I think this is a good story to, like, be careful with who marry.
You cannot be so innocent. Like, nowadays, if, like, even though if you don't have a social media profile, you can ask for photos. You can, you know, like, who are you? What do you do for a living? Like, who, I don't know, like, your friends.
Of course.
Who are your friends? Like, if your friends talk about you, about what you do, about what you are, about, I don't know, the things that you have done in life, like, you cannot marry someone, like, if you don't trust and you don't hear, like, the people around him, like,
I think she probably... Like,
she probably like got, you know, she's like, okay, I got the big jackpot because he is like a vice president. He's gonna get me a house. He's gonna get me a car. And she was like, all right, this is my man.
She wanted to get married for me. Mm-hmm. She wanted a guy. She wanted a partner. She wanted a couple, no matter what. And she failed in choosing the right person because she wanted it so badly that she didn't like took care of all the situation that is around one person when you want to, you know, have or be in a relationship with someone.
I know.
Like if you met, when you met Nathan, like what is the first thing that you saw? Like his friends, his environment,
family, like the family. Work.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I did my research on him. Like I look online and then like, okay, he is true. He works in this company. And then I look in his LinkedIn and then I start meeting his friends and, you know, you cannot like be totally blind by someone. But the thing is that he took advantage of COVID because, you know, he always have the excuse, oh, we cannot see my friends because everyone's quarantined. We cannot see my family because they're quarantined.
Yeah.
So it was, I don't think this situation would have happened
for him during COVID.
Yeah, he had a good timing, but otherwise, I think it wouldn't have
But
worked.
With who did they FaceTime?
Maybe it was like a screen recording. I think it was like a screen recording, probably.
No.
Yes. Like, and also like the funds in the bank were screenshots of his brother's account.
But did he have the password of the?
I don't know. It was
his brother account.
It was screenshots. That's what she says in the end. Anyway, Risa Tisa, please, if you do any more of these stories, can you make them shorter or do like a full YouTube episode of 1 hour so we don't have to watch 50 videos, please?
Yes.
Because they're too good. I want to keep watching, but it's like it's time consuming.
You know what is good about her? She discovered a talent.
That's true.
A storytelling.
Yes. And you know what is the question I have now? What if this is a whole lie?
No.
And the pathologic liar is Risa Tisa. What do you guys think?
I love that theory. Okay. Uh-huh. I like it.
So leave your comments. What do you think of this story? If you have any crazy story like the one I just told you, let us know. So, well, that's it. And see you next episode.
See you next episode. More than mommies on Tallest Stories. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
More than mommies.
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no-excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mammies, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Woohoo! Another sale!
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need, whatever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
La vida está llena de comienzos, día tras día. Y en este espacio aprenderemos a amar, abrazar y observar cada uno de esos inicios. Justamente ahí está la magia de la vida. Comenzar cuantas veces sea necesario por y para ti. Yo soy Isa Guzmán y quiero darte la bienvenida a un lugar donde de una vez comenzarás el lunes, en Comienzo el Lunes Podcast. Comienzo el Lunes está disponible en tu plataforma de podcast favorita.